بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. Continuing with the incident of the demise of Zubair رضي الله تعالى عنه, the manner in which his son Abdullah bin Zubair رضي الله تعالى عنهما attended to his father's estate. فحسبت ما كان عليه من الدين فوجدته ألف ألف ومئتي ألف. He says that I worked out the extent of debt that my father had incurred, and it worked out to an amount of 2,200,000. This was such a mountain of debt and such a challenge in front of Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhuma that the following statement we can gauge the extent of the problem that he was facing. فَلَقِيَ حَكِيمُ بْنِ حِزَامُ Abdullah bin Zubair فَقَالَ يَبْنَ أَخِي كَمَ عَلَىٰ أَخِي مِنَ الدَّيْنِ فَكَتَمْتُهُ وَقُلْتُ مِئَةُ أَلْفٍ فَقَالَ حَكِيمُ وَاللَّهِ مَا أَرَىٰ أَمْوَالَكُمْ تِسْعَ هَذِهِ فَقَالَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ أَرَأَيْتَكَ إِنْ كَانَتْ أَلْفَيْ أَلْفٍ وَمِئَتَيْ أَلْفٍ قَالَ مَا أَرَاكُمْ تُطِيقُونَ هَذَا فَإِنْ عَجَزْتُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مِنْهُ فَاسْتَعِينُوا بِهِ. Hakim bin Hizam met Abdullah bin Zubair, and he said to him that, "O my nephew, how much is my brother's debt?" So he says, "I concealed it. My uncle was old. I didn't want to grieve him with the size or the extent of the problem. So I said to him that my father was owing 100,000. So his response to this was, "Allah's qasam, I can't see that he would have enough wealth to discharge a debt of 100,000. So Abdullah said to him that, "What happens? What would you think? What would your reaction be if I told you his actual debt was 2,200,000 instead of just 100,000? He said, "I cannot see you possibly being able to discharge that. However, if you encounter difficulty and unable to do so, then seek assistance from me." قَالَ وَكَانَ الزُّبَيْرِ قَدْ اشْتَرَى الْغَابَةَ بِسَبْعِينَ وَمِئَةَ أَلْفٍ فباعها عبد الله بألف ألف وستمائة ألف ثم قام فقال من كان له على الزبير شيء فليوافنا بالغابة فأتاه عبد الله بن جعفر وكان له على الزبير 400,000 فقال لعبد الله إن شئتم تركتها لكم قال عبد الله لا قال فإن شئتم جعلتموها فيما تؤخرون إن أخرتم فقال عبد الله لا قال فاقطعوا لي قطعة قال عبد الله لك من هنا إلى من هاهنا إلى هاهنا فباع عبد الله منها فقضى عنه دينه وأوفاه وبقي منها 4.5 أسهم. Example of the manner in which he discharged his father's debt. It is mentioned, the narrator mentions that Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu had purchased this piece of land called Ghaba, which I mentioned yesterday is in the Awali of Medina, the outskirts of Medina Munawwara. He had purchased it for 170,000. Abdullah bin Zubair, when he did the distribution, eventually he recouped for this one piece of land that had been purchased for 170,000. He recouped an amount of 1,600,000. Then he stood up and he said that anyone that has any claim against my father Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he is being owed any money, he should meet me at Ghaba. Abdullah bin Jafar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was being owed by Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu 400,000. So he said to his son Abdullah bin Zubair that if you want, I can see you people are going through difficulty, I am prepared to write off the debt. From this we see the akhlaq and character of Sahaba Kiram, particularly of the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their generosity, the manner in which they deal with one another. You could see that nowadays our attitude is, if somebody is in a problem, then we become even harder against them. His reaction was, "Your father owes me 400,000, but if you want, I'm prepared to write it off." Sahaba Shan, they would adopt an attitude of istighnaiyat, that they didn't want to stretch the hand out to anyone. So Abdullah bin Zubair responded and said no. So he said, "Okay, If you don't want me to write the debt off, then if you are delaying anybody's payment, delay my payment. Here also, we see in our dealings, this type of thing is unheard of. So the response of Abdullah was, no, I'm not prepared to delay also. So then he said, okay, from Ghaba, cut off a section for me in lieu of the 400,000. So Abdullah said to him, for you is from here till here. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh mentions in his kitab, under a little bit of commentary on this section, that he had given him a piece of land, a section of Ghaba in which there was no water. And obviously, we can understand, particularly in that day and age, that where there was water available on land, it would multiply the value of the land excessively. This was a dry piece of land. Abdullah bin Ja'far accepted it, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in lieu of the debt. Thereafter he called his servant, put the musalla down, read 2 rakat salah, and then made dua for a long time, crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After the dua, he pointed to a particular spot and he said to his servant, dig here. The poor servant dug and water started coming out. So we find this was the type of ta'alluq and relationship they had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they would take directly from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through salah. Nevertheless, فَقَضَىٰ عَنْهُ دَيْنَهُ. Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala discharged the debt of Abdullah bin Ja'far in this manner. And thereafter, they remained 4.5 shares. He had subdivided this plot, this ghaba, into various pieces. 4.5 pieces of ground remained. فَقَدِمَ عَلَىٰ مُعَاوِيَةَ وَعِنْدَهُ عَمْرَ بْنُ عُثْمَانَ وَالْمُنْذِرِ بْنُ زُبَيْرِ وَابْنُ زَمْعَ فَقَالَ لَهُ مُعَاوِيَةَ كَمْ قُوِّمَتِ الْغَابَ قَالَ كُلُّ سَهْمٍ بِمِئَةِ أَلْفٍ قَالَ كَمْ بَقِيَ مِنْهَا قَالَ 4 أَسْهُمْ وَنِصْفٍ فَقَالَ الْمُنْذِرُ بْنُ زُبَيْرِ قَدْ أَخَذْتُ مِنْهَا سَهْمًا بِمِئَةِ أَلْفٍ قَالَ عَمْرُ بْنُ عُثْمَانَ قَدْ أَخَذْتُ مِنْهَا سَهْمًا بِمِئَةِ أَلْفٍ وَقَالَ ابْنُ زَمْعَةَ قَدْ أَخَذْتُ سَهْمًا بِمِئَةِ أَلْفٍ فقال معاوية كم بقي منها قال سهم ونصف سهم قال قد أخذته ب50 و100 ألف قال وباع عبد الله بن جعفر نصيبه من معاوية ب600 ألف فلما فرغ ابن الزبير من قضاء دينه قال بن الزبير اقسم بيننا ميراثنا. A little more detail is given further of the manner in which he discharged the debt, that he had divided. They remained 4.5 shares, 4.5 plots remained on Ghaba. So he came to Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. At that time, with Muawiyah was Amr bin Uthman and Munzir bin Zubair and Ibn Zama'a. So Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to him, what value have you placed upon these pieces of land that you have subdivided Ghaba? What value have you placed on each share? In other words, there were 4.5 plots that remained. He said, every share or every plot, I have valued it at 100,000. So Muawiyah radiallahu anhu asked him, then how many are remaining? He said 4.5. Munzir bin Zubair says, I will take one plot in lieu of 100,000. Amr bin Osman said, I will take one plot in lieu of 100,000. Ibn Zama said, I will take one plot in lieu of 100,000. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu then asked, how much is left? He responded, 1.5 plots. He said, okay, I will take the remainder for 150,000. Abdullah bin Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the share that he had got, the piece of land that he had got, as I mentioned, he read 2 rakat salah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitated water on the piece of land. He sold his section of land to Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu for 600,000. When Abdullah bin Zubair had discharged all the remaining debt on his father, then the children of Zubair said to him, that distribute amongst us our mirath, our inheritance. In other words, what remain. He said, قَالَ وَاللَّهِ لَا أَقْسِمُ بَيْنَكُمْ حَتَّى أُنَادِيَ بِالْمَوْسَمْ 4 سِنِينَ أَلَا مَنْ كَانَ لَهُ عَلَى الزُّبَيْرِ دَيْنٌ فَلْيَأْتِنَا فَلْنَقْضِهِ فَجَعَلَ كُلُّ سَنَةٍ يُنَادِي فِي الْمَوْسَمْ فَلَمَّا مَضَى 4 سِنِينَ قَسَمَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَدَفَعَ الثُّلُثِ. They said to him that, okay, all the debts have been discharged now, so give us our share. Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala responded and said, Allah's qasam, I will not distribute anything until I do not announce during the season of Hajj for 4 years consecutively. I will make an open announcement and declaration that anyone who has a claim against Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu for any debt, let him come to us and request a payment for his debt, which will be paid to him. So for 4 years, this announcement was made in Hajj. Ulama explained the reason Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu delayed this distribution for 4 years was, as was mentioned previously, his father used to travel far and wide, and many, many people used to come and leave amanat with him, which he used to take as a debt rather than amanat or trust. And obviously those days was not telecommunication, etc. Particularly the people of Yemen, Iraq, Syria and Egypt, to give them a chance that they would come for Hajj turn by turn. So this announcement would be made over the next 4 years. With regards to the masla, with regards to this, that are we allowed to delay the discharge or the distribution of an estate like this for 4 years till all the debts are discharged? Ulama Ikram mentioned that amongst the heirs, those who were supposed to get a share, if they willingly accept or accede to this, then it is okay. If anyone demands that I want my share right now, then in that instance, that person will receive his share now and his distribution will not be delayed. We've come to the latter part of this incident. There are many pertinent and important lessons, particularly that apply to us in this day and age also, when it comes to distribution of one's assets, etc. We've run out of time. Inshallah, we'll continue. SubhanAllah.